Henry Epp with VPR News. Vermont State Police are searching Lake Champlain for a man that was reported missing late Monday. Lee Witkorski of Benson, Vermont, was ice fishing Monday near Orwell, according to police. State police say a concerned relative reported him missing after Witkorski did not come home Monday evening. Police say searchers found some of Witkorski's personal belongings on the ice, but no sign of him or his truck. Law enforcement officials told a House committee today that they're concerned about a bill that increases penalties for drivers who use handheld electronics in Vermont. In 2018, police wrote 3,500 tickets for distracted driving. Currently, the penalties include a fine of $162 and 2 points on your license. The proposed legislation would increase the penalties to $500 and 5 points. Vermont State Police Lieutenant John Harrington says stiffer penalties could be counterproductive.
The intent is good, but we believe that certainly 5 points and a $500 fine is perhaps a little too far out of reach, both from an enforcement standpoint and from a person's ability to pay that.
The House Transportation Committee will likely continue discussion of the bill in the coming weeks. Vermont U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy says a new bipartisan budget agreement will provide greater security along the Mexican border and help avoid another government shutdown. Leahy was the senior Democrat serving on the Border Security Committee. The compromise allocates close to $1.4 billion to build a wall in high-traffic areas of the border and calls for technological security measures in other areas. Leahy says the compromise is a common-sense approach.
We've always said that we're in favor of security, and in some cases that does mean a wall. Other cases, everybody knows a wall makes no sense at all. I think what we're saying, Republicans, Democrats alike, we're saying one size does not fit all.
It's unclear whether President Trump will sign the bill, but Leahy says he hopes the agreement is a sign that Congress can pass an immigration reform bill in the coming months. And state offices in Vermont will delay opening tomorrow as a winter storm bears down on the state. The state's Department of Human Resources says all state offices will open at 9:45 tomorrow morning. The department urges state workers to drive cautiously and take extra time to travel. And you can find school closings and delays at vpr.org. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight. Snow, it could be heavy at times, mixing with sleet and freezing rain, especially in the south, with lows tonight in the 20s. A winter storm warning is in effect into tomorrow afternoon for most of the listening area. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.